Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. And as always, Jim Jam's here with us.
Jim Jam here.
And we have the big haired buddies, John and Greg. Greg and John, you know, Greg has been on with us before.
He looks a little different now.
And we got John. He's here with us.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll be able to hear them.
Hello. Check.
Yeah.
Check.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Ooh. They have good carrying voices. Carrying voices?
Yeah.
Voices that carry.
Which means we can continue the argument about fucking Martyrs right now.
We've already discussed Martyrs on here.
It's a very depressing
movie. It's a garbage movie.
The movie made me want to call you and not kill me.
That movie is cinematic gold.
So you didn't watch it. Did y'all watch it?
I watched it.
You're saying it. Did you watch the remake or the...
I watched Martyrs. I don't know.
Martyrs.
I know.
It's pretty.
I don't know which one I watched.
I think, was it in French?
Yeah, it was subtitled, Johnny. Yeah,
was it subtitled? Yeah.
That movie's brilliant. It's brilliant.
What?
It's so brilliant, it makes you feel like shit. Like, who wants to feel like shit watching a movie?
Maybe people that already feel like shit love that movie. That's why.
I've been hella depressed.
It's just so real.
I don't like that.
See, I feel like Terrifier wants to be that.
Oh, God.
I feel like they but they're not.
But Martyrs, though, you had a... We're just jumping into this. We're not even going to have no. Martyrs, though, she was so strong. So strong. And you made her look like the littlest bitch that ever existed on the planet Earth. In a 10-minute span. She was a little bitch. She got put in a cell and she stopped fighting.
She was cheating.
So what? You just stopped fighting? Because she was so strong. They built her up like she's the strongest person around. She's so strong. Blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, oh, I got beat down one time. I'm done.
Okay, well.
True?
No.
True.
In fact, what we're going to do on this episode of The Horror Basement is we're going to chain Johnny up to this chair and beat the fuck out of him and then see how he likes it. And it's willing to fight back.
It was never a father to begin with. That's the problem.
She was just,
I'm already a pussy.
Her friend was abused and shit. And her friend dies in the middle of the fucking movie.
Well, spoiler alert. She gets skinned at the end of it. There you go.
But what does she say to that woman? What does she say? What does she whisper in her ear?
I don't know. What is she?
Well, I don't fucking know.
You a pussy.
She whispers, there's no afterlife. And it just...
Well, okay.
And it destroys the whole fucking premise of the whole fucking movie.
If she whispers that, then let's go and shoot herself.
Because there's no afterlife.
Or...
Because every horrible thing that she's done...
She's like, cool, I gotta get there.
Or, I think it's because she tells him that, and then it's, I've done all this horrible shit for no fucking reason. Because it's pointless.
It's a good point, see? And that's what makes it a good fucking movie.
I get that. I get the whole premise of the ending. Like, what did she talk about? It gives you a talking point. But they still made her look like a little bitch.
So. You know, it'd be a good double
And it makes
feature.
Me feel horrible.
Go in from Martyrs and then go straight into the serving film.
Oh, God. Have you watched it? No, that's just too nihilistic shit. It's like too...
I've watched it and then I took the Blu-ray out of my house. I said, I know it's not
true. I've heard about this.
Dude, it's just the little one. Come on, man. At the end, dude, that's
we narrated that whole movie.
It's on our feed.
We did a commentary on that.
We did a commentary on that movie. The only reason I wanted to do a commentary is because Adam Green and Joe Lynch did it.
Yeah.
And Adam Green threw up through the whole movie. And I was like, dude.
There was one part that made me nauseous.
I told Johnny
the director of Hatchet threw up watching the movie.
Yes.
That should tell
well, me. It's pretty
we talked about this multiple times.
But Martyrs, though, it did make me. I want to watch a movie and feel good. I don't watch movies to feel bad.
No.
I feel bad in my daily life. Therefore, I don't want to feel bad in a movie.
Okay, what's your top three favorite movies?
Top three favorite favorites? Like all-time favorite. Goonies is probably up there.
That's a good feel-good movie. I can accept that.
Predator would be close.
I'm going to accept it as a feel-good movie. It makes me feel pretty good.
I really like Critters. But Tucker and Dale vs. Evil is probably... And that's a feel-good movie. It's funny. So, you see where... I don't watch reality, like any movies. Like they'll say they're based on real films. I don't watch war movies hardly. Because I... don't fucking want to relive someone's tragedy.
You just want to have a good time.
Yes. I go and try to escape from reality.
I can name... Hold on, what's her name? I can name two of them with videos. Pumpkinhead is one of them.
Yes.
And Hatchet.
That's just a good movie. I don't know. Is it Hatchet's not a good movie.
Well, my number one's The Adventures of Modern.
That's a... Do you know all the bad stuff they did to the animals?
Oh,
did nothing bad to those
animals. There is a whole lot.
Oh, so
they're cats. Yeah. Off the fucking cliffs and killed them.
Bro, it was a documentary filmed in real time. Are you kidding me? And in fact, they are still alive and happy on the farm.
Okay, I got to switch. That's the reason why they put no animal was harmed during the filming of this movie because of Milo and Otis.
So I was doing Martyrs.
I love it.
If we're gonna say movie of all time, top three, Friday would have to be in there somewhere.
Like original
Friday. Oh my god,
it's great.
I tried to rewatch it recently.
It's quite a bit.
My number one is Big Trouble in China.
Oh,
two and three is probably like.
Well, see, that's my problem, Mike. I'd have them so hard.
I'd be like Back to the Future 3.
Can I put like a 1A, 1B?
You have 3 above 2.
I love 3. I'm a kind of, I don't know what it is. I just think it's because I saw it in
the Western.
Yeah.
Hey, I worked this guy, this last job I had, that firmly believes that Part 4 is coming out this summer.
God damn.
Because he saw a trailer on TikTok.
Johnny
said, you didn't tell him otherwise? I was like, I'm just going to let him believe it.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin his happiness.
Because, like, a lot of my favorite movies are probably from the 80s. Well, like, what's one of your most memorable movies? Like
Howard the Duck,
Ice Pirates.
What the fuck?
Weird Science.
Hold on. Are we gonna have to pull up a trailer of Ice?
See, that's what I'm saying. Pure Genius.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking love that movie,
dude. Ice Pirates is one of the greatest movies ever made.
But Val Kilmer back in the day was just like, man.
Yeah,
is that Will Ferrell?
It's fucking Ron Perlman.
Is that the 1984? Yeah,
he's in. He's
Will Ferrell. Son of a bitch, Jimmy.
Dude, it's like Space Hurt.
Okay, so we're going to go full screen here, y'all, and we're going
to watch this trailer. We'll mute this. This is the first time.
Hey, at last, the space comedy you didn't know you were waiting to see. The Ice Pirates. In the far distant future, in a galaxy where those in the know don't go, real estate is cheap, and they've got great sushi. But there's no water.
You got any
It is a time when desperate men will swing from the chandeliers. Just to get a drink.
Just take a look at that.
Good men like Jason, space pirate and explorer of the cosmos. His chief engineer and fellow rogue, Roscoe.
Oh, here, quit that.
And the beautiful Princess Karina. One tiny band who must bust their buns, battling the masters of all the water in the galaxy. The evil Mithradoids, famous for not being nice.
Killing you would be too easy. I have something better in mind.
The Ice Pirates.
Let's party!
See startling special effects. See depravity in zero gravity. See glamour girls from another galaxy. See kung fu robots. And delight in the mysteries of the seventh world. The one place in the universe to get a decent glass of water.
Don't do that.
Insist.
How's it going? It's going great. How's it going with you?
The Ice Pirates. A totally spaced adventure.
Cinematic brilliance.
Yeah, I don't know.
That looked like it would be pretty
Indiana
cool.
Jones logo, Star Wars, Mad Max, it's got it all.
I'd rather watch Spaceballs.
I hate Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is funny.
Ice Pirates?
I have never even cracked a smile.
If you listen to the original voice actor, Vader, and then you watch Spaceballs, they had to have been doing that on purpose with Rick Moranis. Because he sounds just like the original voice before they got James Jones.
I imagine.
Because I heard him last night, and I was like, that just sounds like Spaceballs.
But, I mean, I imagine that you know
they
were copying as much of it as they could. Obviously. You didn't like Spaceballs as a kid?
Was that huge helmet?
What the fuck was wrong with you?
Him and John Goodman.
You like Miss Pirates.
You the Swartz be with you.
His pirates are so much better.
So where is that stream? Is that streaming anywhere? Okay. Hey, so Johnny is finally going through the Big Ball Bloody.
I thought we were talking about our favorite movies. So.
Oh, but still. Oh, you didn't get to say yours, did you?
I said two. Third, probably Texas Chainsaw 2. I love that movie. Like, it's ridiculous, but I don't know. I've seen it too many times.
Fuck. Well, I don't know where it probably don't work. Yeah, it's got Dennis Hopper in it. Again, no.
There you go. I'm a big fan of Next Generation.
Oh, this
only one. Because of Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Oh, she did that in there.
He is amazing. He is absolutely amazing.
I think I named all 80s movies for my favorite.
My number
two. No, besides Chucker Dale, that's 2010.
Number two is where it takes a big swing. Because of the Holy
What's that?
By Alejandro Jordan.
I never saw it.
The Holy Mountain?
Heard of it.
It's about the most craziest fucking movie.
The one, what's that one that took, it's an alien movie that took place in Alaska. I think it was Mila Jovovich in it. The Fourth Kind. It's pretty creepy.
I recently
1973 movie?
Yeah. Dude, that movie is amazing.
A Mexican master leads a Christ figure and other disciples to a mountain of immortal wise men.
Yeah, well, that's kind of simplifying it, but yeah.
That's what it says. I don't know, dude. How old are you, Greg?
26.
You're 40. You're the same age as me. Now, what the fuck are you watching a movie from 1973?
Hey, guess what?
The fuck are you hosting a film podcast and you hate movies?
I love movies.
So, I want to tell y'all this. Y'all will be proud of me. I've never seen The Young Frankenstein. I've never seen the Young Frankenstein.
Shit's trippy.
It's good.
Like, there's like a throne made out of goats.
I don't think it's like as fun as everybody makes it out to be, but it's good.
So my wife said something one day about Mel Brooks, and I couldn't remember. Is it Mel Brooks?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the director, right?
Yeah.
Who's the other guy that's in it?
Gene Wilder.
Yeah. He said, I didn't, the name didn't, it's kind of, and I was like, I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, Willy Wonka. But anyways, so she got pissed because I've never seen it, so I said, I will sit down and watch that with you. And I actually sat down and watched it, and it was not that bad. The Young Frankenstein.
It's fun.
It was not that bad. I don't think I've watched that movie.
I swear I have ADHD, so it's hard for me to sit and watch a movie. Like, in theaters, I'm good because, you know, this right here is, y'all know, that's my weakness. But I'm constantly on it. But in the movies, I'm not. You know, I'm focused. But Winnie the Pooh, that I didn't have no problem with because that movie was so fun. Part two.
That was nice.
Is this your segue into the Winnie the Pooh segment?
No, no. We're going into the Bald Buddy Report, talking about UFOs.
That's why I like going to the theater, though.
We have great segues. Oh, we need to go ahead and talk about that movie anyways. And then we'll
did he bang the Dune bucket?
I don't know. Did they?
No. I had the opportunity to buy the Dune bucket.
Room, did anyone do it?
No.
I had the opportunity. She said, would you like the collector's popcorn bucket? I said, no, thanks.
I saw one in purpose, and it was looking at me all wrong.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
did you do it?
No, I didn't buy
it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't, I'm not spending $30 on.
Was that $30?
I paid $25.
I mean, because you get it, you have to probably. I think you have to buy a drink.
Guess what?
Yeah, the drink and the
turned into a movie prop for my son's costume.
But you know that, so that is not the same one that AMC was selling.
No, AMC had the Slimer. Right, that fits into the popcorn. You know that?
I closely examined the AMC one, and we decided not to buy it.
But it fits inside the ghost trap from Regal. So you take both of them, and you can put them together. Is that not weird?
So we was looking at the ghost trap on for my son. He's going to be a Ghostbuster. And the ghost trap that we saw on Spirit Halloween just looked like shit. So he's not willing to pay $100 for one off Etsy or something, you know, like someone custom made. So I let him have the one I got from Regal. I drilled a hole through where the foot pedal is supposed to connect and put a carabiner on it or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's his ghost trap.
I dropped the big bucks for the two in the box trap and PK meter.
He saw that after I went on and the campaign's already over. He's like, fuck, because you go on eBay, they're selling for $600.
Have you ever talked about how fucking horrible that 2016 remake is? Is that even worth discussion?
Oh, yeah, we should.
That's why people like
people that defend it, because I don't get it. It was, the jokes were so just stupid. It was...
You know, the only one funnier to me was what's the secretary, the dude.
Oh, Chris, was he?
Yeah, he's the only funny. He was the only funny one to me.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that like that movie. I don't know. I didn't watch.
What's the dude's name that made it?
I finally came and watched it recently.
Who was the dude that made it?
Until recently,
I'm going to end up watching it.
Or something.
People have said
it was Paul Feig is the one that did it.
Paul Feig.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot.
Feig.
Somebody.
Foggy?
No, Paul.
And Chris Wig and all.
Paul fucking
said that's not. You don't have to remake Ghostbusters.
The problem is don't remake it, reboot it.
Well, they kind of tried to, I think.
But they also kind of, they did some of the same stuff, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
See, like the intro was like, they tried to redo the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was,
they didn't make them the dog.
So Dan Aykroyd was in it.
You know what I mean? Like, rebooted.
They were all in it.
But to me, like, why didn't they just make them the daughters? And, like, kind of like, this is their daughters. And then run it.
I'm glad they didn't, though. I really like Phoebe.
Yes.
I think she's cool. I think Finn Wolfhard's kind of wasted. And I wish they would do something more with his character. But I like the new setup they got.
You heard that they're going to go worldwide. Like, they're going to go to a different country now. So, like, that's probably their goal.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me, because where else can you go? I mean, San Francisco?
Rudd to be more Paul Ruddy.
Yeah.
Just let him be Ant-Man.
Who's going to be the villain in the next one, then?
Well, all the ghosts got free.
I was going to say Slimer in the new one. I haven't seen
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I'm hoping they use some stuff from the real Ghostbusters.
Can they, like...
They had beefy ghosts in that.
Yeah.
Can they befriend Slimer like in the cartoon? Well, wasn't Slimer their homie?
Yeah, I mean, he was lives in the firehouse.
Okay.
I love Slimer.
They need to get Rick Moranis back, too. Like, that would be kind of cool to get him in it.
I'm mad at Rick Moranis.
Why won't he come back?
I'm mad that he's not in this, but agreed to be on an episode of The Gold.
He retired because his wife passed away, and he decided to raise his
kids. The fun his kids are raised. Get back to work.
Yeah, bud. We need you in the Ghostbusters.
I mean, Rick was, like, you know, after hearing, like, that whole segment was ad-lib, like, him introducing all the people, he was fucking phenomenal. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
All the crap. I thought, okay, well, maybe if there's another thing after the credits that will have Rick Moranis, because surely Rick Moranis is in this movie. No.
Damn shame. But what's a damn shame, too, is that Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, which me, you, and John went and saw, and my wife and kids, it won't be out till June on Blu-ray. Because I talked to the director, and he said it around June. So, yeah, we got to wait that long, which is only like 2 months. That's still a long time. But the one thing we did get to see is the director and the guy that plays Christopher Robbins was talking about all the universe, the Pooniverse. So we're getting that. Was it Pooniverse, Monsters Assemble in 2025? But the next one is Bambi, The Reckoning, and they showed a trailer. Which we have, if y'all want to get right here.
I got a teaser trailer out. They're going to do Peter Pan. It's going to be super dark. They said that, what's her name?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell thinks that heroin is pixie dust. And
not just angel dust.
No, pixie dust. Heroin.
So it's going to be PG.
Yeah. Clearly. You down for that, Greg?
You want to watch this trailer?
I liked Lies of P, the game, which is a very dark take on Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Pinocchio was getting done.
Yeah.
Y'all want to watch
Yes.
Bambi the Reckoning teaser?
We're going to watch this tease.
This might be the same one we got to see in theaters.
Imagine.
You ever shot a deer?
No. Why have you?
Yeah. Once.
So, y'all are famously the big bald buddies. Like, I gotta know why there's a hairbrush on that desk. Why y'all brushing?
Where?
Right here.
That's my pubic hair.
I see. I missed.
Nut hair.
See, you got the beards, though.
Questionable grooming going on down here in between Bambi
trailers. Speaking of questionable grooming.
Oh, no.
They're going to be grooming this neck of life-size figure of Megan replica, $500. It's going to be a lot of dudes grooming that.
I'm done banging my life-size Chucky doll.
Right there.
What's wrong with her eyes? That's not her, right?
That's it.
That looks weird, dude. That's weird.
You're going to go on a list if you order that. Like, there's got to be. That's weird shit.
But the
way that they put it in there, like put the background on it, like that looks.
But was that movie good enough to justify a $500?
Still haven't watched that movie.
It's didn't hate it, but it's like
stands approximately 55 inches tall. Scroll up a little bit. Get this. Stop. It will be an excellent addition to your family. To any family.
Yeah.
To the family of perverts.
To the pedo down the street.
And it's a one-to-one replica based on Megan's on-screen appearance. She got a weird-looking face, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that face don't look nothing
like that. Was that a real person doing that scene?
Yes.
So, okay.
That was a little...
There was a girl who did, like, the makeup and stuff.
Yeah, it was a little girl. It was a mask was on? Fucking weird.
But she had a mask
yes.
on? Okay.
That's what's fucking weird. Like, it's a little odd.
It was probably the best, like, Child's Play rip-off movie I've seen. I guess if you don't count, like, Dolly Dearest or shit like that.
Yeah, definitely wild.
Yeah, Maxine will have the trailer released Monday, so it'll be already released when you hear this. What's her name? Mia Goth.
Looks super tall.
Looks super tall in this. But she also looks different with the blonde, long blonde hair. It's a shame she kicked a dude in the head on set.
You're not an eyebrow.
Was this the second she got, like, someone accused her of, like, taking
she
or something?
She kicked him in the head.
Yeah.
That's what some people were saying.
Why would you get mad about that?
Because you're at work. She almost steps on you. You go and say, hey, just want to say she almost stepped on me. I really don't want to get kicked in the head. And she kicked him so hard he had a concussion. And then went and mocked him in the bathroom.
Shit.
Yeah, this is his lawsuit saying she went into the bathroom, followed him, and mocked him.
You fucking pussy.
Yes. And I think Halsey is way fucking hot.
That's Halsey right here?
Yes, and she was falling. Oh, yeah, she's fucking baddie. But anyways, yeah. But probably still going to go watch Maxine. I mean.
I got a picture with Pearl and Maxine at yep. Full Moon. Did you see
him? Oh, yeah.
The crazy thing was, is the girl walked in, and I said, I'm pretty sure that's Pearl. And then I had a discussion with some people at a table. They're like, I don't know. That could be, what's the chick with the, that killed her family?
Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden. Yeah. Could have been. Yeah. Nope, Pearl. I was like, fuck yeah, I got it right. I knew.
If she's actually going to be in a movie, or if she's the producer or something like that, I mean, if she's an actress, then the movie, Deathwoods that's being filmed in Nashville.
Why does that have Amy Adams looking all gone?
Because she's a night bitch, apparently.
Night bitch.
I have
neo
no
clue. Horror. What is neo horror?
Comic neo horror.
Dark. Darkly cool.
What does neo stand for?
Yeah, that kind of confuses
me. Is that a new genre?
Usually it's like neo noir, which is like, but I don't know what they mean by exactly that.
Old people? She looking pretty old right there.
I haven't even heard this movie till I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, I saw it on Joe Blow, and I was like, "We got to pull that up." Night Bitch.
Who's directing it?
A new or revived form of.
Oh, okay.
So it's a new scroll. What is that? New horror film, comic new. What?
Written and directed by Morrell Heller. John, look at see if you can pronounce it right here.
I don't know who that is.
Marielle Heller?
Forgive me? I've never heard of that movie.
Can you ever forgive me? Night Bitch. Based on a novel by Rachel Yoder. A suburban mom thrown into the stay-at-home routine of raising a toddler as she embraces the feral power deeply rooted in motherhood, she becomes increasingly aware of the bizarre and undeniable signs that she may be turning into a dog.
Okay, I'll watch that.
So is it like a werewolf movie?
I guess that's why Night Bitch is.
They did not have me at all until that last one. I was like, okay, I'll watch that.
She's turned into a fucking dog, yo. Anyways.
Huh.
So yeah. Well, we can bring this up because John is the only one that saw this movie. John, tell us about Late Night with the Devil. Is it a slow burn?
It's a slow burn. It's like a... It's okay. Not really... I mean, it is found footage, but it's kind of like found footage and then some real filming. But it's basically like if Jimmy Fallon had like a terrible life and he was doing this show with like these like cult people on it and shit goes crazy. If you like the VHS movies, you'd probably dig it. It's kind of like that. But I mean, it's a good movie. It's just, it's very slow burn. It takes a while for shit to get going. I give it like, I don't know, 3.5 out of 5.
I think it's supposed to be coming on Shudder pretty soon, isn't it?
April 19th.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, I'll watch it.
I'm not going to spoil it. Did not like the ending. I'm just not a fan of the ending, but I'm not going to spoil it.
Hold on, let's see what.
So, Terminator comic book license is going to Dynamite Entertainment.
It's Dynamite.
So, I think they've gotten a couple of them, like, older publications or, you know, rights, and they're starting to bring back out the comic books. So, I guess be on the lookout for that.
You know who else don't like the people getting the rights to movies? It's Tyler Nichols or Joe Blow. He's a fucking moron.
Okay, I don't think so. I think he has an opinion and he don't mind
sharing. His opinion is
stupid. See, this is an old... See, this is March 31st and he last updated on April 30th. So this is just the same article that he's just continuously update.
Well, he's a fucking moron.
Because, yeah.
And he thinks his opinion is good, gooder than somebody else's.
Tyler, I have no issue with you, bud.
Fuck you, Tyler, in your fucking face.
God.
I wish.
I mean, Tyler, you might be a handsome man, and you might get
famous. Y'all don't see him?
I don't.
There's Tyler.
Well, yeah.
His likes, horror movies, writing, guitar, disappointing my parents. You're disappointing me, Tyler.
You like the MCU? Video games? You're a handsome, long-haired man.
Now, I'll admit,
Greg.
I thought that whole poo thing was stupid. I did not. Until I watched it, I was like, this is dumb.
Hey, he's watched this movie.
It was good.
He can't have watched this movie because your opinion is like diarrhea.
What he's saying, though, is it don't need a universe. You don't need to bring every one of them into it. It's understandable because not every film is going to be good. And you might be overdoing it. You might be overstretching. Yeah, I haven't seen this.
Yeah.
You know, you just might be stretching too far. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope you don't listen to this. It's like, I'm not meeting that big guy.
I wasn't the biggest fan of the Blood and Honey. The first.
Great. It was not the best
movie.
It needed more Winnie the Pooh to me. Like, to me, it was just a hack monster movie.
Yes.
So, we're going to kind of spoil. Are you cool with spoilers?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay, so, part two.
Spoiler.
It's kind of meta. They make the first one meta, right?
Yeah.
Like, someone shot it. Like it was a fan film and
about Christopher Robbins. Really? Everyone's accusing him of killing everyone in the woods.
So that's why the mask looked different. Because in the second one, the mask, they made $6 million off the first one. So they was able to pay to have someone make new masks.
It's a lot better, dude. The story's actually
good. Yeah, I'm sure it is. So
the story's actually good.
But it's actually Winnie the Pooh this time?
Yeah.
In the movie.
They tell you the real story that happened.
I won't tell
what
you
what really happened. At the very beginning of it, it's animated, and they go in it. They got a narrator, which is fucking. He does a great job. He has a nice voice, but they're like, "We're going to tell you the real story of 100 acres or whatever, like what you've been told. What you
100 acres? Yeah.
It's not 100 mile acres.
One of the who got them spaghetti on his mom's or whatever.
Mom's spaghetti on the sweater. Sure. Anyways, Bill Cosby. Oh, sorry.
What?
Shit. Don't drink after Johnny.
Anyways.
What about that mouth?
Yeah.
What's that mouth do, dog?
I'm not Tyler.
Anyways.
Yeah, so they tell you, like, this is the real story. And it's a pretty decent story. Like, Jim Jam was sitting there and he was like, man, this is actually fucking good. I was like, yeah, this is crazy.
I was totally expecting
it. That might be it, though. You go in it with super low expectations kind of like I did with the Twilight movie that was like part two or something, and it was like decent, and then I watched the next one, and it's horrible. So I had a girlfriend at the time. She wanted to go to the
So movie. This is the scene that I like to tell people about, because they show the scenes from the first one and the second one, but this scene was kind of redone something, yeah. But he's about to kill these four girls, and it shows him, yeah, lightning goes around, and then he said, it's pooing time.
Yeah. Like a Marvel villain. It's pooing time.
Dude, I fucking...
It's funny.
I laughed out loud, and I was like, that was fucking great.
It's funny.
Now, there's a lot of scenes in the movie that are actually really shot well. Like, there were parts where I was, this is like...
But all, of it, you know? But all of it was shot in the dark.
It was dark.
Let's be honest. Like, they knew they needed to cover up some of their stuff. So, which is fine. You understand your
limitations. As soon as the movie ended, I messaged the director on Facebook or Instagram, and I got to message him next week to get him on the podcast. He's going to come on the podcast.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, don't.
Anyway, you never know. Yeah. I said he needs to make a shirt with it that says it's pooing time. He said that's a great idea. And I'm like,
who was the kid? The owl character was pretty crazy.
Dude, that voice on that man. Motherfucker.
I guess what was his name? Well, character. He was
just
he was weird. He was
like a vulture.
He was really
she's all
like
elegant and shit. He's got a super like elegant voice. Because
he was a fucking dick in Winnie the Pooh. Wasn't he like a little fucking smart asshole? Am I misinterpreting this? Like when a,
well, he was
yeah, a, not just saying.
Yeah,
because he was a know-it-all.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Tigger talks.
Tigger's a
Tigger could have been better. Tigger could have been better.
This motherfucker did this right here.
Yeah, Tigger could have been better. You made him out like he was a big baddie, and he was kind of just.
So this one scene you should look out for, there's a scorpion scene with Mortal Kombat in this movie.
There's a lot
there, of people. There go, they go to the fucking club. Winnie the Pooh, he's got a bear trap.
Oh, yeah.
This girl runs from him. He throws a bear trap and fucking goes around her head. He yanks her head off. Then it comes flying at him. He takes a stick and hits it.
Yeah, there's more decapitations in this movie than I've seen.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh will decapitate the fuck out of people.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But it starts off hot. Like, the way it starts out, it's like, oh, we're already there. Like, so it's like, okay.
Some people are going to, like, question the whole reveal. And like... I'm not going to go into spoilers, but there's a part of the movie where you're like, what? Like,
yeah.
Some people might not like it that.
I don't know, but
I did. I thought it was cool how they explained it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is it...
It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, but is it, like, kind of dumb? Or, you know, like...
Yeah.
Kind of far-fetched? Yes.
I mean, I'm not going into this expecting citizen fucking
game. Exactly. It's a Winnie the Pooh fucking...
Go into it and think, hey, you're going to have fun watching this movie.
It's a fun movie. It's way better than the first one.
Hands
but down. I've heard some people say that they like the first one better.
See, I don't
know how.
And they regenerate.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I mean, Piglet's back, so you already knew something was up.
Mm-hmm. They look like X-Men.
But yeah, so
the whole Pooniverse.
So that's all we're going to talk about on that, so we don't ruin anything.
Yeah, let's talk about unmade Robin
Jim's lawsuit.
I'm sorry, guys. We're closing down shop. Lost my house.
I'm losing my house. I own this motherfucker.
Because you're living out in the fucking van down by the river.
So, let's talk about some
the Buick Enclave down by the.
Can't wait to get. By the way, I cannot wait to get the Buick back. I missed the Buick. Should get it back next week, but we got some unmade Rob Zombie movies.
Somebody wants to see. Wait, hold on. Scrolling. Oh, I was about to say, this is fucking Tyler. You're pretty much.
He is a better filmmaker than musician. I'll
so,
say that.
Would you want to see this movie, Dr. Satan? Prequel and sequel?
He was gonna make a doctor something. I didn't know that.
Wow. God, this is what somebody else wants, right?
Oh, okay.
No. Unmade Rob Zombie movies he wants to see. These are movies he was wanting to do, but he never did.
Oh. We have heard of several over the years.
Because he was not actually in it. They just, you hear about him. He was in, like, the deleted scenes.
See, he was in House of a Thousand Corpses for like a second.
Okay, so
yeah, that's
but he was in Devil's Rejects as wasn't he in Devil's Rejects deleted scenes?
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who is the guy that busts through the door with the axe? Is that Earl? Is that the dad? At the end of House of a Thousand Corpses, you got him, and you got the guy that chases the girl down the tunnel with like the gas mask. Who the hell is that?
Can't remember.
Yeah.
He was wanting to do his own version of the Punisher.
Yeah.
And he was going to, Thomas Jane. Oh, he mentioned that Rob Zombie was running the, was in the running to direct part two.
Can I just say that
Punisher part two was bad.
Punisher Warzone is one of the most underrated movies.
You talking about part, the second one?
Yeah.
The one with the guy who
worked the over.
Yeah, with the over the top blood and
jigs. Yeah, it's a fucking Punisher movie. It better have over the top blood.
Yeah, but it was like stupid blood. It was like the assassin.
Yes.
Like Ninja Assassin.
Yes.
Ninja Assassin was better than but Punisher.
Just saying, it's a very good Punisher movie.
No, it was okay.
It's the best Punisher movie.
No, I thought the first one was better.
I like
the John Travolta.
Yeah.
I just well, no, I
that
just,
was a pretty.
But good then again, though, the series.
Did
you see the images with him and dude from the Daredevil?
Yeah. Oh, they're
yeah, they got it together. That's showing that.
Hey, the best Punisher.
Will they do it another one?
Oh yeah, Netflix. It's gonna be on no Disney. Yeah, Disney's.
Yeah.
Got I definitely right. like Tom Jane. The first one. I thought he did pretty good.
So apparently, he was gonna do the
Crow. He was going to or wanted to. That's. Young boy and his mother are murdered on. Young boy.
By a satanic priest. A year later, the boy is resurrected.
As the Crow. 27 years later, and unaware of his past, he has become a bounty hunter on collision course with his now powerful killer.
Well, thank God that day didn't make
it. Yeah. What do y'all think about the new Crow?
Not a fan.
Do you think it's like. I don't know if they've read the comics. People are saying that it's. More like the comics than the other movies.
It is not more like the comic. The comic was completely nailed in the first
program. Oh, see, I don't know.
They nailed it. Frame for frame, it's perfect.
Now, you don't want to see
whatever it. The new Crow comic shit is, I have no idea. But if it's that bullshit they're hawking on us in the movie with the fucking
I'm looking forward to
Jared Leto Joker in it.
Why don't y'all have a problem? You had a problem with Jared Leto's Joker?
Yeah. Did you fucking see
him? What's wrong with him? He's an updated Joker. What was wrong with that? No, like, in all honesty, what's wrong with having updated characters?
I just feel like that new movie is like a TikTok Pro. It's like they're making the Crow for kids on TikTok.
And it's for the new generation, is what it is.
It's like tattooing damage on the Joker's head.
Was it stupid? Yeah. But would I like to see more of the Joker of Jared Leto's? 100%. Because I think he could have made it something.
Hard.
Yeah,
I thought he overacted.
But he was supposed to. But people lied about him being on set and like giving dead shit.
The rat and all.
Yeah. And all that was lies. Like he wasn't actually a douchebag on set. But to me though, it's like I wanted to see more of him. Yeah, but I wish I would have liked to see more of him in the movie. I wish they would have put him more just to see what his character was. I don't think they let it.
Not that extra scene with him. I was fine, but.
I don't know. Like, I don't have any problem with the new Crow either. But I'm not a purist. Like, I've never been a purist. If you want to remake something, if I don't like it, I don't like it.
Are you a fan of these white rappers out there? You like Post Malone?
Post Malone's fine.
I do like him.
What's wrong with Post Malone?
He's a great singer.
Yeah, he's in the Roadhouse. He's in the very first scene of the Roadhouse.
Bill Skarsgård looks good.
You look like you like methy dudes.
Hey. Did you watch the new
Roadhouse? I was on meth for a long time. So,
yeah, so your defense.
Did you watch the new Roadhouse?
I did.
Horrible.
It was Conor McGregor was great.
Yes,
it was so comical to me.
It's fun. It's stupid. But
it wasn't horrible, man. But it's
Conor McGregor.
I like it a lot better than the original. Oh, I wouldn't go there. I hate the original.
Face.
The original is one of the most overrated, stupidest movies I've ever. And sorry, Patrick Swayze, I don't give a shit. That movie's fucking trash.
Do you think this movie would have been trash? Werewolf Women of the SS?
Nope, would have been great.
That's based on the Grindhouse trailer, yeah. Right here.
Yeah. Of course, it was going to have his wife in this. You know that.
Oh, yeah. God.
No, it would have been horrible.
She probably would have been the crow. God.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes.
So that's an interesting one. That's like about the biker. He's like a wrestler.
Zombie had no intention of making Halloween 2. He was going to hand the sequel over and side directors. So that Tyrannosaurus Rex was given a 2009 release. Started promoting the project with the poster and concept art. Huh.
Well, yeah, that sounds horrible.
The nail.
His wife is the nail.
Okay, we'll just go straight into this. I would like to see the Bigfoot. Rob's already doing.
Monstrous ape man is stomping around the woods of the Pacific Northwest. He's not happy with mankind. Mankind is Rob Zombie's wife.
Yes, yeah.
That's the only mankind you see the whole time. Yeah,
man.
You just see Bigfoot chasing Sherry, and there's nothing
else. It's the Broad Street Boys. See, that's the movie I wanted to make. I'm a big Philadelphia
fan. Look at that. He was.
How many shirts? Maybe the bully?
They were cloning her. That's the reason it didn't get made. We don't have the technology yet to clone her for a full hot speed.
Yeah.
So he was going to do the Blob also.
No. I think he could have done like that if he was kind of honed in. Just don't say the, like, fuck every other word.
Manson Murder Project.
Well, but the Blob would have been kind of like the monster.
Is this article a thing? Is he, like, done making movies?
Oh, isn't he working on one right now?
I don't know. Why were
you? You know what I think he could have done?
Chud.
See that? Chud? Really?
That would be sick.
No, see, and this is all hearsay. This ain't necessarily what he was actually working on. Like, maybe what he might have said in past. Somebody's like, yeah, Rob wanted to do
Chud. Dude, the Flyers movie was. That was a real thing. That was supposed
to happen. I would have liked to see what he would have done with the Texas Chainsaw remake. Like, back in the
okay.
day. Okay. I don't know. What
have we
been?
We have a video that I want you guys to watch.
You're going to react to it.
This is y'all's reaction. We're going to have to, you can probably, well, you can't understand him anyway, so you can just mute the audio and we can just talk. Right there. And then that way they can talk. And then this guy's a runner. He does videos of him running all around Africa. He's, you know, this is what he does. He runs and he videos and he talks. I can't understand his language, so we're just gonna mute it. This guy, I don't know who this guy is. He's just like, yeah, okay. See, he's got all these videos where he runs. This guy's telling you about it. Yeah, watch. So he's being chased here, right? He thinks something is
not yet. He thinks
what? Well, yeah, but he's already running from him. Look. What is that?
What the fuck?
Huh? Look at his face.
Oh, fuck. What was that? So some, I think that you were. Are you ready to
figure out what exactly.
Lauren, what are you eating?
Skinwalker. Others were leaving comments saying maybe it's an alien. Then someone said it could be a cannibal tribesman.
They'll pause it. He'll pause it, I think. They'll slow it down right here. So he's running, right? And there's this thing comes out of the bush. And what do y'all think that is?
I think that's a tribesman.
Yeah, because don't they cover their body in ash and then?
Yeah, it's just that it's
especially if it's.
I mean, it's a good setup, but definitely not an alien. He's got shorts on.
Yeah,
but I wanted y'all to watch it to see if y'all thought it was alien. Y'all don't think it's alien?
No,
or a creature of the brook. But he's got
pants. You have to fucking run after someone.
That's clear right there. That is clear.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a person.
That's just a person, dude. That's a cannibal trying to eat that one.
Now there is a
no. That's his buddy.
That is
Katie. That's his fucking buddy.
Katie, which is kind of badass.
What?
Have you heard about this?
What is it?
We don't watch the news.
I don't. What did you say?
A cannibal gang.
Oh man. No, I don't.
cool.
They've overthrown the government in Haiti. They want the prime minister to step down. Their leader is named Barbecue. No bullshit. It's cool. And probably the most exciting headline I've read in a long
time. Cannibal.
Cannibal Street Gang, Haiti.
Cannibal claims about Haiti crisis used by Musk to smear migrants.
Okay, I don't
cannibal know invasion hoax grips right-wing internet and
military. Oh, no, you need to get on
the cannibal message. Gang and its barbecue leader push Haiti into chaos.
Oh.
That's India Today.
Okay, well, don't read Rolling Stone. This is stupid.
Is this the one where people are, like, panicking, thinking they're going to come to U.S.?
No.
Sure. The Haitian gang.
Oh, we have Haitian immigrants that come to work in our factory.
Ask them if they know barbecue.
That is pretty great. Well, hell yeah, man. I hope y'all had fun listening to us talk stupid shit.
I'm mad at both of you. I'm mad at you for you talking shit about him for liking romance movies, and you're sitting here talking about watching fucking Twilight.
I had to watch it because I had a girlfriend.
I enjoyed
it. I wanted to go to the
Vegas.
No, trust me. I didn't watch the fucking movies on my own.
Fits into the Twilight audio.
See?
Oh, wow.
See?
The revelations.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Like, yeah, I went because... Yeah,
you're like, I was drinking, like, turning the volume down.
I'm Team Jacob all day, buddy.
Oh, man.
What team are you?
Jacob. Look, my biggest hatred of that whole thing is the fucking baseball thing. I can't handle it. I just can't give it any fucking...
What happened?
Vampires play fucking baseball during thunderstorms.
So they hit the ball
so hard.
Oh.
It sounds like fucking
What's unbelievable about that?
That's a hard one to keep in, wasn't it?
So hard.
Yeah.
So hard. I tried.
The whole, all of it.
Do they use wood bats? See, I don't even remember the movie.
That would seem dangerous.
You remember it.
I remember that.
So they use metal bats? How does it sound like thunder using a metal bat?
Do they use wood bats? You're not hearing fucking audio.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like,
I just remember
a wood bat would break, a wood bat would ping.
Shining in the light. Like the
because they were pretty. It's a fucking girl's book. It's for women. It's for young. Fucking,
you're right there.
Sorry.
Listen to the audio books.
Johnny's a dick. We already knew that.
It's a young romance novel.
You know what another good one is? It's Warm Bodies.
I don't even know what that is.
Warm Bodies was a good movie.
That's not bad.
It sounds like necrophilia.
Well, you know what another good movie? Because Lisa Frankenstein. That was a funny, that was
it's
a,
not bad.
It's an entertaining movie. All right, y'all. Let's go watch WrestleMania.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. So I guess that's all we got, Johnny. We out.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.